St. Vincent and the Grenadines will observe Emancipation Day on Saturday, August 1st, with an event at the Victoria Park to commemorate the abolition of slavery. The Department of Culture is coordinating several activities throughout the month of August with the overarching theme, Embracing Our Past, Forging into the Future, and a sub-theme, Celebrate Freedom, Honor Our Ancestors. Director of the Department of Culture, Maxine Brown, says Saturday's event will include a parade, cultural showcase, and a community fair.
On this day, August 1st, Emancipation Day, that is, the Victoria Park, now Independence Park, will come aglow with a myriad of activities, as I indicated earlier. This year, the official launch of Emancipation Month celebration will take the form of a parade, a cultural showcase of local talents, that is, and a community fair at Victoria Park from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. As I zero in on the parade, it's important to emphasize that this year, we encourage all to be present. Bring the whole family and come. All the groups, the Baptists, the school groups, the other community groups, the church group, those from the various ministries. We want you to come to this particular activity. Do we have a whole day affair? This activity will start from 3 p.m. We'll gather at Heritage Square. And the only thing that is required of you, besides just coming, you have to wear your African fashion as we celebrate our heritage, as we zero in on Africa and the abolition of slavery. And we're here to celebrate our freedom, but you must wear fashion, look nice. In fact, we are gathering at Heritage Square, 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 1st of August. We parade down to the Victoria Park from Heritage Square with our drummers.
Miss Brown outlined other activities planned for the month of August.
So on August 3rd, we decided that though we do performances, sometimes you have to teach a skill. And we decide that the kids will learn a bit of table mat weaving. And if they do well, we can go into basket weaving from August 3rd to the 7th. That's at the Kingston Anglican School. So please come out and register if you want to be a part of that. And we're catering for the age range from 6 to 15. The young people, give them a chance to learn a skill. And this will be facilitated by Miss Merle Jellison. Then we have drumming workshops, French's Craft Center, on the same day, the 3rd, and that will be from 11 to 2. August 7th, you have Food and Rhythms. On August 18th, we collaborate with the University of the West Indies for the Oscar Allen Memorial Emancipation Lecture. So you learn a bit more about your history. Other groups will have expressed what they were doing. And on August 22nd, there's ITEL Fest at Annisvale. There's a bit of drama and theater involved. Why Didn't I Get Married? It was an auditorium on the 22nd as well from 7 p.m., and they repeat that activity on August 23rd, and it goes on and on.
Ms. Brown is inviting the public to support the activities in celebration of the heritage of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
You have to get involved. After all, we are proud of who we are as a people, and as we celebrate our roots, as we celebrate our heritage, I implore you to come out and join us in all the celebrations for Emancipation Month. In fact, it's a holiday, and some may say, because we're zeroing today on August 1st, but we have a whole month of activities. And for those who may not be able to come because they don't have transportation, we'll have buses come from Leeward and Windward. You have no excuse. You must be there on August 1st, Emancipation Day, as we celebrate our heritage, as we celebrate our culture, as we embrace our freedom. So be there, celebrate Emancipation Month, but we're starting August 1st. So you have to be there, come and support.
Director of the Department of Culture, Maxine Brown. With today's special report, I'm Calvin Harry.